first master's degree in data center systems engineering. It is the goal of SMU's program to prepare students for the management level or as a direct contributor to the technology. Students will gain a foundation in the current technology and the ability to grow as practices and technology shift within the industry. Students currently hired in the profession as well as STEM/business undergraduates are expected to be the highest demographics of the course. Chris Crosby, CEO of Compass Data Centers, noted that the program addresses a long unfulfilled need in the data center industry. Its comprehensive, cross-disciplinary curriculum provides the breadth of knowledge professionals need for success in this complex industry with numerous interdependencies. The program will be available for full and part-time graduate students on campus and via the Bobby B. Lyle School of Engineering's distance education platform. The program will revolve around 5 core courses and specialize in the following technical aspects: subsystems, infrastructure and facilities, engineering and analytics of data systems, networks, security, virtualization and cloud computing. To qualify for admission, students must have a Bachelor's of Science in Computer Science, Engineering, Mathematics, or Quantitative Science. They must also have completed at least 2 years of college-level math, which must include at least 1 year of college-level calculus. Mark Christensen, Dean of the Lyle School, said, "Our society has become intimately linked to a variety of digital networks including social media, search engines, e-commerce, gaming, and big data. Data center design is a fascinating challenge due to the millions of dollars lost per second of outage. The proper management and design of these data centers require a diverse combination of highly specialized skills, and SMU Lyle is uniquely positioned to offer a degree that will connect all the needed technical disciplines. The course will consist of live instruction for on-campus students that will then be recorded and available to distance education students online within an hour of when the class ends." Source: SMU.